So, Ewan, you were actually with us last week telling us all about what's come to be known as the Wuhan coronavirus. And this is a fast-changing story. And when we talked about this last week, a lot of what we said was already out of date. So, with that in mind, what more do we know about this virus?
Yeah, and probably what I'm saying now is going to be out of date. I think last week there was still some question over whether cases were being driven by spread between animals and humans, and it's become utterly clear that humans are spreading this virus between themselves. There are upwards of 4,000 cases that have been confirmed. There are probably thousands more in China alone. We've got cases in other Asian countries, cases in the US, in Germany, and elsewhere. So things are changing really rapidly, to say the least, and this virus has legs.
Do we have any idea how quickly the virus is spreading between people?
That's something that epidemiologists are trying to get a hand on. There's this kind of figure that they talk about called R0, which is kind of an approximate measure of how many people an infected person tends to infect. If it's greater than one, you need to do something to control the outbreak. Less than one, and infections should eventually fizzle out because you get fewer and fewer people passing it on in each successive generation. And so people are trying to come up with rough estimates of this value. It's 2, 3, 4, something like that. These are very, very rough estimates because the epidemiology is uncertain. But what's clear is this virus is spreading between people. And I guess one of the big unanswered questions is, when does the virus spread between people? Like, there's this period of incubation time that the virus has before it causes symptoms, and there's an open question: can you spread the virus during this incubation period? If you can, it's quite worrying because you have people without symptoms spreading the virus, so it's hard to identify and isolate them. So there's a really lot of pressing questions about this, and very little answers, or at least very little public answers right now, I'm afraid.
Is there anything more that can be done to try and control this or help this issue?
I don't know. I think that's the question that epidemiologists around the world are asking: what can be done to control this? If you have a situation where people without symptoms are spreading the virus for a long period of time, it's going to be tricky to control. With SARS, one of the reasons that people were able to control SARS when they did was because there were a few cases in which people didn't have symptoms, so it was possible to isolate most people before they became transmissible. If you can't do that here, then it's unclear what's going to work. I'm sure public health officials are thinking very hard about all these different scenarios, and I think only time will tell.